Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim is daf Ayin Aleph, and we are holding on Ayin Amud Beit at Omar Ula. So we're four lines up from the bottom. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Elas, Shlamim Shishachatan Me'erev Yom Tov, Eno Yotzei Behem, Lo Mishum Simcha, V'lo Mishum Chagiga. So we've been talking about the relationship between the Korban Chagiga Arba'asar and the Korban Pesach. Comes along Ula to tell us that any Shlamim that had been shechted before Yom Tov, which you ate during Yom Tov, you cannot use the meat from that Korban Shlamim to be Yotzei anything. Not only is it not a Chagiga, as we saw before, because the Chagiga has to be brought for the Chag itself, but you're not even Yotzei, you're Chiev of Simcha, Shalmei Simcha, because it says, Vizavachta Shlamim V'achalta Sham V'samachta, which implies that the Zvicha itself, meaning the act of Shechita itself, has to be part of the Simcha, and therefore it has to be b'sha'at simcha. It has to be b'yom tov v'leka. And it isn't. And therefore, it can't be a simcha. Chagiga for sure can't be. Mishum chagiga avidavar shebechova. Since the chiyuv of actually bringing the korban chagiga is that it's a chova, and therefore the klal is called avar shebechova, eino ba'al minachuli. Any korban that you are chayav on, you cannot bring from something that has a kedusha otherwise on. And since the shlomim that you brought over here were otherwise mikudash, because they had been brought stam as a korban nedava, you cannot be yotzei a chiyuv of chagiga. The truth is that even, as Tosfos points out, even if you had been makdish the chagiga for the chagiga, and you can't say that problem is that it was not kachim for this purpose, the truth would be that if you shechted it earlier, and in this case we're talking about you shechted it on the 14th, you wouldn't be yotzei because you cannot be yotzei a chagiga shelo bizman chagiga. The Gemara is simply saying is that even had you shechted it on Yom Tov in this case, if it wasn't mekudesh lechatchila, you hadn't been makdish it for the Korban Chagiga, it was stam shlamim, even then you wouldn't be able to be yotzei. Asheinkein for simcha, that you could be yotzei if you had shechted it on Yom Tov itself. And that's why the Gemara is giving us two completely different reasons. Now the question is, do we have a source for Ula? So Lema Misayel, perhaps we could bring a raya from the Braita that says like this. It says in the Pasuk V'hayita Ach Sameha. What is that adding? That's being Marba Shmini Atzeres, Lele Yom Tov Ha'achron L'Simcha. We already know there's a Chiyuv of Simcha. So Shivat Yamim Tochog La'Hashem Elokecha. The addition of at the end V'hayita Ach Sameha is coming to add that there's a separate Chiyuv of being Misameach by eating the Korban Shlomo on Shmini Atzeres too. Says the Gemara, you say that that's what it's about. Maybe on the contrary. Maybe that the chiyuv is that even on the first night of Yom Tov, where it wasn't possible for me to bring a korban simcha, obviously, because any korban that I brought would not have been shechted on the night, because I'm not allowed to bring my korban at night. It would have been there from before Yom Tov. So maybe that's goof of the chiyuv, is to tell me that the Achilat Shlamim Balel Rishon is a mitzvah. Talmud Lomar Ach Sameach. And Ach Sameach, the Lashon of Ach, is always Chalak. It's always a Lashon of partial. And therefore, must be that the reason is, we assume, says the Gemara now about this Braita, my time, must be because the Torah is not being Marbet Echiev of Simcha, because you don't have what to be Mesameach on. And it's not because there's Be'etzem no Chiev of Simcha, but there's no way to be Yotzei with something that was there from before, which is a riot to what Rabbi Elazar was quoted as saying by Ula, that Simcha, shechted before, is not considered to be Simcha even if it was for that purpose, because it has to be Vizavachta, and there was no Vizavachta on the Chag, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Look, the meaning of the year is Kiritani Taima. Actually, it's because of what it says. It says that Ach Cholak is there to tell me not to be Marba Leli Yom Tov Arisha. I don't understand, says I mean, it doesn't say beferish in the pasuk which one to include and which one to exclude. So Mara Itel Rabot Lele Yom Tov Acher Lohotzi Lele Yom Tov Rishon. What would teach me from the pasuk that it means Dafke don't have a chiyuv of Simcha on the first night, but do have a chiyuv of Simcha on the last night of Shmini Atzeres? Where do you get that from? Says the Gemara, not because of your svara, but rather because Marbe Ani Lele Yom Tov Acheron Shiyesh Simcha Lefanav Umotzi Ani Lele Yom Tov Rishon. Shein simcha lefanav. The reasoning may not be because of what Rebbe Elazar said, that you don't have an ability to have shlomi meat that was shechted on Yontav. It's simply because if you're faced with the question of whether the pasuk is coming to be marba leila Yontav Achron or marba leila Yontav Rishon, it makes more sense for us to be marba a continued chiyuv simcha, which is there for the past 7 days, than to be marba a new chiyuv simcha, which has not as yet begun. Memela, it's only reasonable that that's what the Torah is telling me. Mativ Rav Yosei, that is the case that Rabbi Elazar is claiming that you cannot be Yotzei. So then we had in the Braita, Chagigat Arba'asar Yotzei Ba Mishum Simcha, Ve'en Yotzei Ba Mishum Chagigah, just yesterday, where we were learning that you can be Yotzei with the Chagigat Arba'asar Simcha. How could you be Yotzei Simcha but was shechted Erev Yontif together with the Korban Pesach? Am I? Ve'inan Zvicha B'Sha'at Simcha V'Leka. According to Rabbi Elazar, you shouldn't be Yotzei. So from this Braita, we see Rabbi Elazar is wrong. Omer, Vidi Bar Avin. It's talking about over here where you were Ikav and Shechata, that you actually didn't end up shechting it Erev Yontif. You shechted it on Yontif, and therefore it's coming to tell me that even though it was set aside as a Chagigat Arba Asar, since it was Nishchak on Yontif, so a chagiga cannot be because you're not going to be Yotzei a chiyuv, it has to be menachah pulin. However, it's certainly a simcha. And Rav Ashi says, by the way, I know that may sound like it's a little bit far-fetched, but on the contrary, hachinami mistava. Really, even if not for this whole problem of trying to get the bride to work out according to Ulam Rav Elazar, it would be reasonable that we'd have to say it's talking about that the shechita was on Yontif itself. Because Elor Temahach, if you're going to tell me that it's talking about that it was Nishchak on the 14th, so then I ask you, who is the author of this braita? Because it doesn't work out according to anybody. Hamatnita mankatanila. Look, it cannot be anybody but Ben Tema. It's got to be going over here, as we saw earlier. It's got to be going according to Ben Tema. We proved that in the Reisha. He's the only one that compares the Chagigat Arba'asa to the Korban Pesach. But according to Ben Tema passels the Chagigat Arba'asa just like he passels the Korban Pesach if it remains overnight. So how could it possibly be talking about a case where you shechted it on Arba Asar and you eat it for your Yontav Se'uda in the morning, and we're telling you that you're going to be Yotzei your Chiyuv of Simcha? Not only will you not be Yotzei your Chiyuv of Simcha, you're going to be eating Nota. So obviously, Shema Amina, it's got to be talking about that you never did end up shechting it on the 14th. You saw that you had enough meat. There's no problem. You're not chayev to shech it. So you ended up using it as a shlomim on Yontav. Fine, very nice. You can't be Yotzei your Chagigah, but you can be Yotzei your Simcha, which actually fits in perfectly well with Rabbi Elazar. Another problem raised by Rava is that Mativ Rava, it says in the Farsha Mishnah, in Mitzvah Simcha, it says that the Halal and the Simcha, that those two mitzvahs, saying Halal and eating Bosa Shlomim, Shamisa, is it says there that it's Noek Shmon, all 8 days of Sukkot. Now, the problem is that according to Rabbi Elazar, that's not really possible, because being on Zvicha it's very possible that you will not be able to be Yotzei 8 days. And when is that? Let's say in a case where the first day of Yontav is Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht. And if you had shechted before Yontav, you wouldn't be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simcha, because according to him, you need to have the Zvicha B'Sha'at Simcha. And therefore, how do you get 7 days? You'd have 2 days in which you wouldn't be able to have a korban. Omer of Winnebrader of Yehuda, that even though you're right, that the din of simcha, the ikur din of simcha, which is to be eating basar of shlomi, is not possible to be mekayim, but there's still a chiyuv of simcha that you have to be yotzei in other ways. So you could be yotzei misamcho b'siyirei harigalim. It is possible to actually have simcha through the basar of the korbanos that are being brought for the korban tzibur. That is a chiyuv of every single day that we bring along the musafim. There's always the seirim that are being brought, and that's okay. Omar Rava, well, there's two minor problems with that. First of all, shtei teshuvot.
kedavar.
I have two little questions on that. First of all, Sirei Regalim, Chai Nechalim, Sli Enechalim, V'simcha B'chaylek. The din is that Achila, since you're not allowed to get them ready on Shabbos, right? So Mimele, if you would be eating them today, you would be eating them raw. And we said Nefesh, Yofa, somebody who could tolerate that kind of thing, you know how to make a beef tatar. It's okay, so he can eat, but you're certainly not going to be Yotze Simcha without a nice Gishmak barbecue, you know? And therefore, you're not going to be Yotze. Furthermore, the Ode. Another little problem is, and how about if you're not a Kohen? How about then? What are you going to be Yotze? He said, the bits of Simcha Yishmein. Kohanim Ochlim. What are you still going to be smaking with? Elam, Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, you're right. The issue over here is that to substitute one kind of meat for the Basar Shlomim that you're not able to have to be Yotze according to Rav Elazar. What it means is it's that there's a Simcha in terms of Simchas Yontif. So Mamela, you're Mechuyev, you might think that since you cannot be Mekayim, the Iker Mitzvah Simcha, which is Achilas Shlomim, all 8 days, and therefore it's coming to tell me that there's still a Simcha. The Simcha is to wear beautiful clothes, for Yontif, so Misamcho B'Sutnikia, and to have wine, and you have Yayin Yashan, you have quality wine, and that is also a way in which you can be Mekayim, partially, the Mitzvah of Simcha, the Yontif. And the truth is that there are those Rishonim that say that that's really not a true chiyuv of Simcha, it's only a Darabonim. However, there are those that paskin la'alacha, that actually it's a mitzvah d'oraita, and the Mishnah Brewer brings this, and that it's not something that you can leave out of your yontif, even b'zman hazeh. Kiyota Rabin, now it's interesting that not everybody reported that Rabbi Elazar said what Ula claims he said, because when Rabin came, he said, no, it's not what Rabbi Elazar said. Actually, Omar Rabbi Elazar Shlamim Shishachatan Meir of Yom Tov Yotzei Behem Mishum Simcha. He said that you are Yotzei Simcha. You're just not Yotzei Chagiga if you shechted a Korban Shlomi before Yom Tov. You're Yotzei Mishum Simcha because Bedavki he held you do not require Zvicha B'Shat Simcha. However, you are not Yotzei Mishum Chagiga because of the Svara that we said. Havei Davar Shebechova, the Chol Davar Shebechova, Eino Ba Ela Minachlin, as we said earlier, you cannot be Yotzei Chova unless it's from the Chol. So here, once again, we ask, just like we said for the Braita before, Meitve Vayita Aksameach comes to tell me L'Rabot Leila Yom Tova Achron L'Simcha. And here, what we thought was a Raya becomes a Kasha, because since it says over here that Aksameach is coming to be Marbe only the night of Shmini Atzeret, and we ask there in the Braita itself, Ataomer L'Rabot Leila Yom Tova Achron, you claim that it's to tell me that Leil Shmini Atzeret Sabchayev. Maybe it's coming good for to tell me that the Leil of the first day of Yontif, you're Chayev. El Aino El Rabot Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Talmud Lomar Achalak. Now the question is that not because my time up La Mishum Deino B'May Yisach? Isn't the reason that we're convinced that we're not Mechuyev in the Korban in the Mitzvah of Simcha the first night is because we don't have any Korban to be Mesameach with? And according to the way Rovin is explaining Rabbi Elazar, we do have the ability to shech before Yontif. Answers the Gemara, exactly what we used before to disprove the Raya. Here, we're going to use it to answer what was a question, according to the opposite Yerusha in Rabbi Elazar. Namely, look, the reason that we're not Marba Yontif Rishon is precisely the reason given, Kiritanya. Namely, Ach Chalak. Yes, but Mara Yitav Rabot Leila Yontav Achron. Lo Tzi Leila Yontav Rishon. So, I mean, if you're telling me theoretically, it's possible to be Mesameach. So why the heck would we think that Dafka we should include the Leil Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres and not the first night of Sukkot? And the Gemara once again answers, because Marbe Ani Leil Yom Tov Achron Chiyeh Simcha Lefanav. It makes more sense to be Marbe a time when I was already being Eisik in the midst of the Simcha for the past 7 days, and I continue being Eisik in that mitzvah, and not to be Marbe a Chiyav where there has not yet begun the Chiyav of Simcha. Motziani Leila Yom Tov Rishon She'en Simcha Lefanav. Amrav Kahana Minayin Le'emurei Chagigat Chamisha'as She'nifsalim Bilina. How do we know that if you did not bring on the night of the 70th your korban, the emurim of the korban that had been shechted during the day, that it would become poso bilina, even though I'm allowed to continue eating the basar the entire next day, because the Chagigat Chamisha'asar is just a typical Chagigat.
Chagiga.
And a Korban Shlamim is always eaten for 2 days. The only time that you can only eat it for 1 day is the way we were learning about the Chagigat Arba Asar, because it is connected to the Korban Pesach itself. But the Korban Chagiga brought during Yontef is eaten for 2 days. So you might think that you could actually be makriv the Emurim for 2 days as well. No, it becomes possible, Lina, and you cannot bring it. Why is that? Shneimar v'lo yalin chelav chagig ad boker. You cannot bring the korban, the chelav of my korban, until that morning. And it then continues on to say the din of reishit. So reishit bikurei ad matcha is connected directly to lo yalin chelav chagig ad haboker, which teaches me that reishis lememra, the high boker, is the boker of reishis. So that was the first morning. And therefore, ad boker means the reishis boker, to the morning of the 16th, and not to the morning of the 17th, which proves that the chelav chagig becomes possible on the first morning. But kiflor Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks Rav Kahn, you're telling me that the only way I know this is because of the smichus to the next word, reishis, the next oser. And had it not written reishis, what would you have said? Taima dechtiv reishis, holok tiv reishis, I would have thought that boker means what? Boker sheni. Hava amina that my boker sheni. And only then it would be possible, Lina. How could that be? Miyika midi de boser, if silay miyurta be murnat safra. That would imply an absurd situation where the boser, which is kadosh only for people to be oich, that already became nicer at night. Because remember, the korban shlomim at the end of the second day, right before the beginning of the night, becomes possible, Lina. But you would think you're claiming that if it hadn't been for Rashid, the meaning is that even though the bustle is bustle, I could continue bringing the murim all night long. Do you have a place where you see such thing being possible? That bustle becomes bustle, and the murim remains kosher until the morning? Ridiculous. What do you need Rashid for? What's wrong? I understand. Of course we have cases like that. The Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he holds that it's eaten ad chatzot midiyoraita, correct? So the din according to him is that the boser becomes poso rei chatzot, but I could continue bringing the emurim ad haboker. How do you explain that ad safra? So you see very clearly there is every possibility in the world of having the boser be poso before the emurim are poso. Why are you getting so hot under the collar? Oh, my Rava, you don't understand what was Rabbi Yosef bothered by. Rabbi Yosef, what he really meant was, mi'ika mine, is there something which ilutana lebaser lo boyresh, Rav Kahana leemurim boyresh? Is it possible that a tana should hold that to teach me the halacha legabi the baser, I know that on my own and I don't need the word resh, and I understand that the boker has to mean boker rishon, and we're going to see this is in a minute. And yet, when it would come to the din of emurim, Rav Kahana suddenly requires resh. That's what he was asking. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. If you explain it, maybe it'll make sense. Fine. What Tana are you referring to? The Tanya. Right? It says like this. It says by the Chagigat Arba'as, Lo yalin min abasar asher tizbach ve'erev v'yom harishon labo. And that zeva that you shech v'yom harishon is the Chagigat Arba'as that you're eating together with the Korban Pesach. This comes to teach Limeid al Chagigat Arba'as shener chelet lishnei yamim v'layla echad. Now this comes to teach that you can continue to eat the Chagigat Arba'as, not like this, for 2 whole days. Does? How do you know? Maybe it means, boker means boker rishon. I'll tell you why, continues the brayta. Kishu omer, since it says biyom harishon, so then that would mean that what? It would mean that the meat is eaten all along the first day of Yontef. Therefore, when it says ad haboker, it's got to mean the second book. Ad haboker. No, maybe it means boker really is boker rishon. But this is a brayta, continue. And what does it mean, therefore, where a chagiga is eaten normally for shnei yamim v'layla echad? It's gufa coming to say, do not think that the chagigat arba asar is like any other chagiga. Absolutely not. Chutz mizu, and the whole point of the pasuk is that you've got to treat the chagigat arba asar the way you would treat the korban pesa. No, says the brayta, that's not what it's coming to tell me. Because kishu omer bo, when the pasuk refers to korban shlomi, It says, "In neder onidava, we made our chagigat arbaasa shenechale l'shnei yamim v'layla echad." What is the point of saying "in neder onidava"? From that extra "in," it's coming to tell me that normal akila shlomi, whether neder or nidava, there it continues on. Bayom akrivot sefoyechel umi mochorat. That means for 2 days you can eat it. What did it have to say "in" for? Comes to be marbis something. The only thing that is not included here is the shlomi that you're bringing for chuva, teaches us that the halacha is that you eat it for 2 days. And we'll see more of how we know it from the pasuk later. So now, the words of this braita, on the surface, make no sense. And this is where we're going to get to the kash, understanding what it was that we were referring to in this very opaque way in the braita. Now, let's try to understand. You just said, amama, o eno ela bokarisha. Maybe it means that it becomes notar the first morning. And I ask you, didn't you say, Ha'amrit, you said yourself, Kishu Omer Bayom HaRishon, Hare Boker Sheni Amur. I'm very confused. You explain that when it says Bayom HaRishon, so obviously you're eating the meat during Yom Tov. And therefore, if it says Ara Boker, it has to mean the second Boker. So now, why are you asking maybe it means the first Boker? So therefore, what the Tana must have been saying is that, actually what's happening over here is that the Torah is speaking about two completely different chagigos that you have in front of you. You have the chagigat arba asar, and you have the chagigat hamisha asar. And each one of them, of course, has a different boker. Zola bokra, v'zola bokra. So it may well be that each of these chagigot are only eaten for 1 day and the following night. And what the pasuk is saying, lo yalim min abasar shetizbach ba'erev, that is a reference to the chagigat arba as. Do not leave it ara boker, meaning the first boker. And the basar shetizbach continues biyom harishon, which is a reference to the korban that you brought on Yom Tov, also lo yalim la boker, meaning don't leave it till its next morning, which would be the morning of the sixth. So then the Tana says to himself, Hodar Omar, but that can't be, because Elo de Kaimla Chagiga Nechala Fishne Yami Balai Lecha. We know that a Karma Chagiga is eaten for 2 days. What are you going to tell me? That there is no such thing, that actually only the regular korban shlomim is eaten for 2 days. But here the Torah is coming to tell me that if a shlomim is brought as a chagiga, that then it's actually eaten only for 1 day. But then, according to that, it came in neder on the davar. But mine, what then would the pasuk be referring to with that extra ribui in? What do you think it's referring to? Because if it's talking about the chagigat arba asar, no, we're all agreed the chagigat arba asar. You just said is k'tiba yom v'layla. It can only be eaten for 1 night. And if it's the chagigat chamisha asar, you just said that a k'tiba yom v'layla also is only for 1 night. Therefore, there's no way out of the conclusion that it's a reference to the chagigat chamisha asar, and that indeed a chagiga brought during Yom Tov is eaten like any other korban shlomi for shnei yomi v'layla echad. In which case, it is clear that the way that we have to understand the pasuk of lo yalin chelav chagig biyom rishon laboker has to be referring entirely to one chagiga, namely Veich Kulekra, is a reference to the Chagigat Arba Asar, to teach me that the Chagigat Arba Asar is Nechelet L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Now do you understand what my problem was? Says Rava. Now you understand how I saw Rav Yosef as having a very intelligent question? Because what Rav Yosef was asking was this. Do you see from this bright that Taima Dechtiv B'Yom HaRishon LeBoker, the my Boker, Boker Sheni? You see that the reason that the Tana concluded that the meaning of boker is boker sheni is only because of the pasuk that says beferu and a ribui that we're talking about biyom harishon. But if it wouldn't be for that, why do we say boker sheni? That means if it would have said kol echad dechtiv boker stoma, the only way I knew that it was boker rishon was because of the whole process that he went through to learn from the pasuk and ended up proving from the im neder im nedava and so on and so forth. But what was his natural assumption? That the word boker would have always meant boker rishon, if I wouldn't have had that possible. Did he need any raya from a putative smichus to reishis, like Rav Kahana needed? So you see that afagav delokti bareishis. So why in the world, asks Rav Yosef, would we need a raya from the word reishit? Because if this is true, vis-a-vis the boser, which is certainly not very homer here, and if agave boser means boker rishon, is your natural assumption. So koshike, when it comes to emurim, I would have assumed that it means boker rishon, without any need for the posik of reishit bikurei, which has nothing to do on the surface with the posik before. Zakta helek mishna ha-pesach sheshechato shelo lishmo. You shecht your korban pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, which unfortunately turned out to be a Shabbos. And you went ahead and you shechted it on Shabbos, thinking that since it's mutter to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, you can shecht it even with a kavana that it should be, let's say, a Korban Shlomi. You would have to bring a Korban Chatas, because since a Pesach, like the Korban Chatas itself, is posel shelo lishma, turns out that you were mechal on Shabbos, because you were shechet on Shabbos without any heter. But all other zvachim that you shecht on Shabbos, thinking maybe that they're a Korban Pesach, you shecht them as a shame pest. So the halacha is that if they are not ro'i in their physical structure, in other words, let's say you shecht something that is the wrong species, or it's too old, so that's second year, or it's a female carbon. So over there, you're chayev because you should not have made that mistake. And it's a normal mistake that leads you to the chayev of shogeg, that is to say a Korban Chatas. But if you look at this animal and it actually was kosher for a Korban Pesach, so it said it's first year, it's a male, so over there you're a to'eh bidvar mitzvah, because you got confused because of the pressure of the mitzvah. Everybody is running and jumping to bring a Korban Pesach, and you took the wrong set. You took the set that was meant to be a Korban Shlomi, and you brought it for a Pesach. There, it depends what your shita is, the gabi to'eh bidvar mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you're to'eh bidvar mitzvah, in this case, you would still be chayav akat. Rabbi Yoshua says, you're potter. Since you were a to'eh bidvar mitzvah, even though lamaisa you're not yotze, you're korban pesach, but a korban that is brought shelo lishma, b'diavad, is kosher. So you were a to'eh bidvar mitzvah, and you were osir mitzvah. So even in a case where it was korov l'shem pesach, Rabbi Yoshua holds, despite the fact that it was osir to do so, it's a to'eh bidvar mitzvah, and therefore you do not have to bring a korban kas. Omar le Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand, Rabbi Yeshua. How could you say such a thing? Ma ima pesach shumutar lishmo. If a korban pesach, which you're allowed to shecht on Shabbos, as long as you do it l'shem pesach. Nonetheless, if you do it with a shinui hashem, the shishinda et shemo for another korban, you're chayev because it became posel. Other korbanot, let's say a shlomi, zvachim, which are usher to shecht on Shabbos, even if you would check them for the correct shame. And here, you are mishaneh the shame. Koshikin. You should be chayev because you'd be chayev on a normal case where you were shechting on Shabbos. So what possible reason to be should potter him more than if he shechted the actual Korban Pesach? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand. What kind of weird kavah chomer is that? The Korban Pesach, loim amarta bepesach. Over there, if I mishaneh the name of the Korban Pesach to be another Korban, let's say I shechted the shame shlomim, over there I am in fact chayev because it's I was mishana it for a dover ha'asur. I was mishana the Pesach to the type of korban that I'm not allowed to bring on Shabbos. But other korbanos that I bring for the Pesach, I am bringing them for what I thought is a mitzvah. Tomar bezvachim sheshinam bedavar hamutar on Shabbos. So here I am taking a shlomim, thinking it's a korban Pesach, and therefore I'm a tor bedvar mitzvah. So how in the world can you compare the two things? Amarlai, Rabbi Eliezer, Emurei Tzibur Yochichu, the Emurim of the Korbanot Tzibur. Let's have a Korban Musaf, and I brought it on Shabbos. That proves that what you claim to be a meaningful response to me is not meaningful at all, because those Emurim different are mutter lishmam. And nonetheless, if you would go ahead and check another carbon for the carbon oila of the tzibur, you'd be chayev. V'ashochet, if you would check the very carbon that is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, and you would check another carbon lishmam, you would certainly be chayev. You agree, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, well, of course I agree. But that's because lo imamet be'mure tzibur she'esh lam kitzva. And I understand. I mean, I can't arbitrarily bring a carbon for the carbon of the tamid on Shabbos, the musaf on Shabbos, can I? I mean, there's only two carbonot that are meant to be brought. So how can many people go and bring that carbon and claim we're being oseik in a mitzvah? Mashenke in a Pesach. Everybody's got to bring a carbon in Pesach. Therefore, everybody feels the pressure of the mitzvah, and therefore the mistake is a mistake of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. And that's my whole point, obviously. Rabbi Meir Omer, af hashofet, the shame a murei tzibur, would indeed be mutter. Even if somebody shechted a different zevah on Shabbos, and he shechts it to be part of the karbonos that you have to bring on Shabbos, let's say he shechts it for the karbon musa, he would also be mutter, because the halacha is, again, that if you shecht something shelo lishmam, unless it's a chatas or a pasach, it's kosher b'diavad. So again, this would be a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, the yosa mitzvah. So this is yet another shame. Now, of course, all to be explained in the Gemara. Shechato, let's say you shechted your carbon Pesach on the 14th, that was a Shabbos, and you shechted it shalola ochla. You shechted it for, let's say, people who are ill, old, unable to eat a gezeit. Or shalola minuya, for people who had not been registered on the carbon. Or for people who are all arelim. Or for the people who are tmeim and were usher to eat it. There the carbon Pesach is possible, and you were not allowed to shecht it lechatchila. There you would be chayev achat, because the carbon isn't kosher. But if you shecht it for a mixture, some people were roi lachila. It was lof lof and shalolof. Some people were roi lachila because they were manui, and others were not manui. Some people were mulim and could have eaten it, but some were arelim. Some were tmeim and some are torim. In that case, obviously, you're potter because the carbon pesach is potter. It's kosher in such a way. How about if you shechted the carbon and it turns out that it had a mum? So over there, you're chayev because you could have found that mum before. But if you shechted it and it turned out to be a treifa, and it's a treifa somewhere internally that could not have been checked before shechita, so it was a treifa beseter, then you'd be potter. If you shechted it, be noda shebashua ba'alim et yadam. If after shechita you found out that the people that had been monoi on this korban thought, let's say, it had been lost, and they all ended up putting themselves, removing themselves from this korban, putting themselves on a different korban, or just joining a different family's korban, or the owners all died in between, or all became tamei in between, that wouldn't matter, because b'shat shechita, you had a right to do what you were doing, and therefore, mipnei sheshachat bereshus, what you did was meant to be done, and that is not considered to be shoke. That's considered to be an onus. There was absolutely no way to say in advance that this is something that I could have found out. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So we have over here cases of Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah, Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'yasa mitzvah, Torah b'dvar mitzvah where there was no pressure to do the mitzvah, v'yasa mitzvah, and all of the cases are toloi in the machlokis and in the Mishnah, as we shall see.